I want an introvert. All right. Is this supposed to be this wobbly?
Yeah, yes. Michael worked last week. It is.
And he's not here to make fun of him. Well, first of all, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And somebody special just had a birthday. Josh, would you stand up? So, we're not going to sing you because I have a mic on me, and I don't want everybody to hear me more than. But everybody, let's just say, happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
So glad you came this morning, buddy. You didn't even know you're going to be here, but. Well, try to get this position a little right. Thanks, E. Father, we're so thankful that we're here this morning. What you have for us, just pour it out. For each individual here, what you have for us, pour it out. The specific things of the Spirit, the specific anointings, the specific callings, we call them forth. We are calling them forth for such a time as this. You are here right now for such a time as this. So, Father, just open. We ask that you open our minds. Open our minds to the Scriptures this morning. Open our minds to what Jesus has for us this morning. In your name. Amen. So, if any one of you was to look at my notes, you would not be able to make out anything, anything that is on it. But luckily, they're my notes, so I can. We're going to talk about somebody to start off here who was quite interesting and doesn't get talked about too much. Would you flip to Matthew 27 and just hold your place there? We'll see how well I can read with my hair in my eyes. I was debating coming up here with a man bun, but I wouldn't want you all to tragically have to witness it being cut off in the middle of service. Right, Beth? Right. We wouldn't want that, especially me. I promise I love Jesus more than my hair, okay? I do. But we're gonna start by talking about Judas this morning. And Judas is known as the one who betrayed Jesus. And out of the betraying of Jesus, he had this immense weight that just come upon him. It's not to pity him, because it was his choice. He chose it. That's what he stepped out in. And Jesus even said, it would have been better for that person not to have been born than to be in this, because I can't even imagine how he felt, the immense weight of shame and guilt. And he even tried to fix it by giving the money back. But that's a prime example of law. There's nothing we can do to give back. There's nothing I can do. Judas can give back the money to make things right. He couldn't do it. But there was another option. There was forgiveness. But Judas didn't walk down that way. The immense weight of shame and guilt that came upon him led him down a road where he hung himself. And that's what shame and guilt does. Presses you down into this little, so far down this road, so far down this road, or you feel like you're so far down this road because you've been pushed down and pushed down and pushed down, that it leads to this, these thoughts of depression, suicide, and an immense sadness. And that's what a lot of people are living in this world. That's what so many people in this world are living in. Is that depression, that sadness, because they feel like and they feel like they can't get out of it. And lots of people are considering that option. Because it would have been easier just to say, I can't take any of this any longer. Because we weren't meant to bear that. We weren't meant to carry that shame, that guilt. We weren't made for that. And so it's easier just to say, I'm done. But obviously, on a happier note, there is salvation. So picture this in this mental picture of just this door frame, okay? This door frame, this door, and this doorknob with a key, with a lock, like one of those old ones, older ones. You know, some of you, it may not be old too, but to me it's old. The door says salvation. Door says salvation. When you accept Jesus, when you have Jesus come into your life, you're like, Jesus is this key to open this door. Jesus is like this doorknob. It's like you open this. By accepting Jesus, you open this salvation, this door of salvation. Okay? And there's a point to walk across. The door frame is forgiveness. We are, as a body, called to walk in the revelation of grace. If we are continually walking condemned every day, we're walking about a foot in and keeping a foot out. The enemy tells you when you screw up that you have to feel shame, that you have to feel guilt to get right with God. You have to feel those feelings to get right with God again, to get to that place where you were just at, but that's not true. We aren't even meant to carry shame and guilt. We are meant to carry depression. We weren't made to carry those things. And so you open this door and you step through it a little bit, okay? And you're back and forth, just kind of like, I know this is what you have for me, but I have to feel this, right? I have to feel these feelings to get right with God, but it's no. Jesus died and rose again to carry our burdens on him. And so this is to set the platform of the knowing of grace. And Gabe's preached on it many of times, and it's awesome. Grace, 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 grace is everything. Because when you decide to take that step in to this door through forgiveness, I am forgiven, okay? I am forgiven, and I'm letting go. I'm letting go of shame. I'm letting go of guilt because you never said I had to carry it. So why do these feelings have to come? No, they don't. You've given me the authority to say no. Shut that door behind you. Shut that door behind you. Don't leave it cracked. Because the enemy is going to sit there just waiting. Because the enemy wants to whisper little lies in your ear. Whisper little things to try to get you off. But our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities of this present darkness. This present darkness. This present darkness. Because it's not forever. But there is a present darkness. And so when you open this door, you step in, you shut it. Where do you think you are now? You're in the kingdom of God. You're part of this kingdom of God. You are now in a different atmosphere. And it's time to shake off some of these old things. So in this place, in the kingdom of God, it starts to change you. Spiritually, inside and out, it just starts to change you. You desire a holy life. Let me just flip to it. 1 Peter 1:15, if I can get there myself. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. He wouldn't just say that if he wouldn't give us the tools to be holy. We are called to be holy. We have this yearning to be holy, to live a righteous life. Second Peter 1:4. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these, he has granted us his precious and magnificent promises. So that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Become partakers of the divine nature. It's a call to holiness, a call to righteousness. And in this place, in this new atmosphere of the kingdom, you are sons and daughters now. You are sons and daughters, you live as heirs. And your heart begins to shift. Because you desire what God has for you. And it's not to say, well, what if I don't desire that? You don't have to worry about that even. Because the Lord says, I will change your desires. You don't even have to worry about what if my desires don't change. No, they will. They will. Your desires will shift. And there will be this changing inside of your heart. And as your heart changes, and you're desiring to live this holy life away from, guilt and shame aren't even like a question anymore. It's become a thing of like, I'm sorry, that's what now? It's not even phasing you anymore, because you now live in the revelation of his grace. The revelation of his grace is so important because it prepares us to go out. Because if we don't have the revelation of his grace and we're still living with the condemning mindset of, there's still something wrong here. I need to get right with God. You can't live at a place to live in his inheritance, to accept his inheritance. Because you're so focused. Your focus isn't even on what you have and in his inheritance in this new atmosphere. Your focus is on, I'm stuck. And it's just a continual circle. That's all it is. But now you put that behind you. And you got to realize it's not you just putting this behind you. The Lord gives you the strength to put it behind you. The Lord says he will give us the strength needed. You understand, this is nothing of ourselves. This is freely a gift from the Lord. And he gives us this beautiful strength to say, I'm done with that. I am done with that. In this place, you realize, I want people to know this. I want, this has changed my life. This has got to be something, I want people to know this. I want to get out and tell people this. So let's step back here and let's realize something. We know who we are. We know we're saved, right? Sorry, I'll put those in one. We know who we are and we know we're saved. And we've had the revelation of grace. It sounds a lot like the helmet of salvation to me. You want to live a righteous life, right? You desire a righteous life. You desire to live holy. And you're like, nothing can take me from that breastplate of righteousness. And now you suddenly have got to go tell people. You've got to get out and tell people. That's defeat. That's, I forgot exactly what it's called, but it's defeat. You want to go. The preparation of the gospel. The good news. You got to tell people this. Because it all starts with the good news. Little did you realize, at the doorpost, when you were still in that yuck, when you were back there, at the doorpost was this floor mat that said good news of the gospel. And it says, welcome. Welcome to the good news of the gospel. You were drawn to this beautiful floor mat that says, I want to walk through this door. So in this place, you are now changed. In this kingdom, you are now changed. And now, you look like sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. You have this armor on. You are receiving part of an inheritance. Now, the full inheritance is eternal life. But we receive part of an inheritance. Receive, not earn. We receive part of an inheritance here. And this part of the inheritance is so we can turn around when we have that armor of God on. Realizing, the key is realizing what you have. Realizing what the Lord's freely given you. Grace, armor of God. A mindset to know who you are. That there is a purpose for you. You suddenly turn around, kick open that door. And not only, you're not walking in the darkness, okay? You're bringing the door with you. Everywhere you walk, your feet are walking, is bringing the gospel. And you're going to go help that person who's stuck in that shadow that they feel like they can't get out, and you're presenting to them the door of salvation. You get to be used now for the kingdom. You know, all starts from that platform of grace. Knowing who you are. Knowing what you've received. Knowing what you've been freely given. You got to walk out in that. And the enemy still tries to come. The enemy attacks. But you realize, if you realize our battle is not against flesh and blood, then that person being kind of a jerk to you, there's a deeper meaning behind it. It's not just get your focus off that person. Get your focus off that face of that person and saying there's a principality behind that. If you say our battle's not against flesh and blood, then my battle's not against that person. My battle's against that principality behind that. Whether that was something harmful said about you, something that just drug you down, that he was cursing you, speaking curses over you, and not speaking words of life over you. It's turning around and saying, okay. I'm not going to do what that person just did to me. I'm going to speak words of life over that person. You're starting to bring the light of this kingdom to that person. Instead of living in this dark path, this darkness, that person realizes there's something new that I can live in. breaks my heart that Judas chose suicide over this gift. And last year he said, well, he was the one who betrayed Jesus. Like, that was inevitable for him, though. There was forgiveness for him. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there was forgiveness for him. If there's forgiveness for all, he wouldn't segregate one. But he chose that because the shame and the guilt weighed him down so much to the point where he couldn't get out. People are living in that. Today, right now, people are living in that. We're called not just to stay in that kingdom place. Yes, that is a place of rest. That is a beautiful place to be. When you first become a Christian, that's your place you want to just soak in, is that atmosphere of the kingdom. But you're called for more now. Freely you've been given, so freely you will give. And now you can walk out and step out and help the Judases of this world who have betrayed Jesus and turned their back on Jesus. They're not going to have the same fate. I shouldn't say fate. They're not going to have the same outcome that he chose. Because they're going to be given a choice. And it says the Spirit of God goes before us. So it's like when you open this door again, all you see is darkness, right? It's like, I don't want to go out there again. But light encompasses you. So everywhere you walk, you're not walking into darkness. You're walking with light before you. The Spirit leads. And the Spirit leads you in the darkness where you cannot see. The Spirit leads you. And it's like, oh, take it right here. You're right here. I can't see anyway. So there's a person right there who's laying down who can't get up. It's time to help them up. To bring the door to other people. We were made for this. We were called for this. We were called. Step back. We were called to live from a place of the kingdom's atmosphere. That's where we are called. That's where we are called to. That's what draws us. We are called to that place. And out of that place, we have now a mission. A mission that Jesus gave us right before he ascended. We go out into the nations and preach the good news of the gospel. The simple gospel. He's made it so simple for us. This is not some rocket science thing to figure out. We will make it rocket science. And there's a reason it's called the simple, simple gospel. Because that's what it was made to be, the simple gospel. The simple gospel that draws people to that doorstep, and the Holy Spirit takes care of the rest. It says, let me open that. It's beautiful in there. It's a lot better than where it was. So today, are you walking from a place of grace, or are you walking from a place of, I need to fix this to get right with God? Are you personally walking from a place of grace, knowing, not only knowing that you're saved, but knowing that there's no lies the enemy can bring against you to take you back, because there's no going back. Every day, it's getting up and saying, where's Jesus at today? Where does he want to take me? But it's also realizing, I was at a good place yesterday. It's like, but I don't want to go back to that place because I have an opportunity to go deeper today. Don't just yearn to go to the place that was yesterday, years ago, months, forever ago. Don't yearn to go back to that place because you're in today. And you have the opportunity from today to go deeper than you were yesterday. Even if you had just sinned, you are still at that place to go deeper than you were yesterday. Because it doesn't change. Yeah, I realize it doesn't change because the blood of Jesus covers it all. And now that we're living with the realization of this and living in his inheritance, living as the Spirit directs you and guides you in this and grows you, living at that place of, I get to live different every day. It's a gift. Freely given, not earned. I'm going to flip to somewhere in here. You guys don't have to. Oops, overflipped. So it's interesting that right after he goes through the armor of God, he says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Be on the alert. Now that you have this armor, you are a child, you are sons and daughters, and our battle is not against flesh and blood, so it's time to go take land. It's spiritual warfare. But God's given you everything you need for spiritual warfare. You don't walk from a place of being condemned. It's got to be the platform where you stand on it is, I'm not condemned. What do you want me to do? And it's rebuking the things that are over and in other people, whether that be over evil spirits over them. And the Holy Spirit guides you in that aspect. I'm not up here to tell you exactly what you're going to come against because I have no clue. I have no idea. But it's principalities of this present darkness. That's a broad term, yes. But that's what we're up against. But the battle's already been won. So why do we worry? You can go out in a bold confidence knowing you've prepared me for this. And if you prepared me for this, you've created me for this, I'm going in. You've got my yes. That's all for this morning. Well, one more thing. You're not at a place of being alone when you walk in this door. When you're walking with the door, should I say, when you're exiting. You're never exiting, you're walking with it. But you're going to come across people, a light. You see a light in the distance walking across there, and that is another true Christian who's walking in the same faith as you. And when you come together and you're walking in all this intense darkness, present darkness, such a light is being created that's encompassing the people who are just in darkness. Because we don't go at this alone. We don't go with spiritual warfare necessarily alone. You may be in situations where it's one-on-one with people and you're praying for that person and it's spiritual warfare, but you may be in a whole group of 20 people interceding for a nation. That's spiritual warfare. It's all connected. It's all together. So you're not at a place of alone. You're at a place of the body. That's the body. Go speak truth in the people. Go speak truth into people and the evil things that are over people, the darkness that's over people, let it be lit up. Take the sword, the spirit, the word of God, and pierce the people that God calls you to pierce. Because a word you give somebody in the natural looks like, I'm just telling them this. I'm just telling them this word. In the spiritual, you are piercing them. You're piercing that person's heart. Can't see it. That's what's happening. We got to get past this. Another thing, your eyes and ears are changed. You hear the word of the Lord in a new way, and you see what the Spirit has before you. It's asking the Lord, change my eyes, change my ears to hear and to see what you have for me. And for what the biggest thing is, what not only you have for me, but what you have for other people. It's also part of the inheritance. It's a pretty big inheritance. Now that's all I got. So let's pray. Lord, as you lead and guide us from this place right here that we're at right now, we are taking the kingdom with us. This has been a gift. This is nothing that we could do of ourselves. This is absolutely nothing to do with I can't earn this. Judas couldn't earn this back when he tried to give the money back and tried to set things right. He couldn't earn it back. The only way was forgiveness. It's not too late for people, Lord. This present darkness is nothing because you've won. And if you've won and you say we've won, let us walk out in the confidence that we need to walk out in every aspect, in every situation, Father. You are wanting to get specific with us. You're done with this broad stuff. You're wanting to get specific with us. Specific missions, specific callings. Father, we just ask for an exchange of ears, an exchange of eyes to hear these specific and to see these specific callings, these specific things. Pierce our hearts. Continually pierce our hearts, Father. As we live at a place of grace and living at a place of what Jesus did for me. It's a time of growth. It's a time of realness with the Lord. Doesn't matter where you were 20 years ago. It doesn't matter. You have the opportunity today to go deeper than you were yesterday. Let us live with that revelation, Father. We thank you in your name. Amen.